Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. We've been talking this week about what it means to be strong in the Lord and walk in the power of His might. We've been talking a lot of examples out of the Old Testament. We've talked about Joshua and some of the victories he faced, some of the failures that he made, some of the mistakes he made. We learned some lessons from King Hezekiah, king of Judah. We talked about how important it is to have a regular time of communication with God, time in prayer, time in meditating in the Word, applying it to our lives day by day. How do these truths, how do these things get lived out in our lives? We talked about victory. Victory over sin. Promises that God gave Joshua and for us today. Do we want to be prosperous and successful in our walk with the Lord? Oh, amen, we do. Well, there are conditions for that. There are things that have to happen in order for that to take place. We talked about obedience to the Word of God. Being strong in the Lord requires obedience. Just as Joshua led the children of Israel through the Jordan River in obedience to God, even though it was way out over its banks and flooded, God led them safely through that challenge, and God wants to do that for us today. But you know, we can't expect to walk in victory when there's hidden sin in our lives. And I remind you of the story of Achan back in the beginning of the book of Joshua here. Oh, I believe it was in chapter 7 where we read the account of Achan, where he had taken of the accursed thing that God had told them they were to destroy at Jericho. Well, Achan took some of those things and he hid them in his tent. Joshua knew nothing about it, but Achan had those things in his tent. They were hidden. And you know what? Israel faced defeat. A number of their people were killed. I think there was 36 of them that died as they faced the little town of Ai. There was defeat, because there was hidden sin. And until Joshua dealt with that hidden sin in the camp of Israel, only then was God going to give them victory. And the lesson, the principle in that for us today is, there's no way that you and I are going to ever be able to walk in victory or have victory over sin or our old sinful nature when we have sin hidden in our lives. Do you have anger hidden in your heart? Is there someone that you cannot forgive? Maybe you're bitter about someone that wronged you, or you carry a grudge for someone else that was wronged and you're bitter at someone. Or are you harboring hatred to this day for someone that wronged you years ago, and somehow you just can't get to the place where you're willing to release them and forgive them? Maybe you have pride in your heart and you just feel real good about yourself. And you have a real sense of pride just thinking how that many people should notice the things that you do. You know, God sees that pride and He hates it. Pride is a haughty thing. It's a hateful thing, and God hates it. It's an abomination to God. Maybe you have an impure thought life. Nobody else can read your thoughts. But you check women out, and you just have all kinds of impure thoughts in your heart. God knows all about them. And there's no way you can ever expect to walk in victory over your sinful nature or over sin when those things are in your heart. And until you root them out and confess them and forsake them and repent, you will not. Be strong in the Lord and experience the power of His might in your life. Proverbs 28:13 says, "He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy." Praise God. To be strong in the Lord and walk in victory day after day, we must obey the Word of God, and we must also be free from sin. I mean, no hidden sin in our lives. As we follow Christ in His footsteps, He safely leads us through every challenge and test that we face. To be strong in the Lord requires believing in Him. If we're going to be strong in the Lord, we have to have a living faith and trust in God. It is trusting in Him to fight for us. That is experiencing His grace and strength in a specific time of need. There's another illustration in the Old Testament that I'd like to point out to you, and this one's found in 2 Kings, the 6th chapter. Here we have an account of the king of Syria coming against Israel. It says here in verse 8, "Then the king of Syria warred against Israel and took counsel with his servants, saying, In such and such a place shall be my camp. And the man of God sent unto the king of Israel, saying, Beware that thou pass not such a place, for thither the Syrians are come down. And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God told him and warned him of, and saved himself there, not once or twice. Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled for this thing, and he called his servants and said unto them, Will ye not show me which of us is for the king of Israel?" In other words, what was happening here, the king of Syria was camping somewhere and against Israel. And Elisha, the man of God, said, "King of Israel, don't go down here. The king of Syria is there. And otherwise there will be trouble." So the king of Israel stayed away from there. So the king of Assyria would camp somewhere else. And once again, the king of Israel avoided trouble. And this happened a couple of times. And finally the king of Syria says, "Okay, wait a minute. You fellows, show me who's telling the king of Israel what's going on here. Who's a spy here?" In verse 12, one of the king's servants said, "None, my lord, O king, but Elisha the prophet that is in Israel telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber. And he said, Go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, Behold, he is in Dothan. Therefore, he sent thither horses and chariots and a great host, and they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do?" But I like Elisha's response. And he said, "Fear not. For they that be with us are more than they that be with them." And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes," that is his servant, "that he may see." And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Isn't that amazing? That's beautiful. Here this whole army, the Syrian army, came up to Dothan, camped out. And Elisha's servant gets up the next morning, and he sees this entire army out there, and he's scared. And he said, "Oh, master, now what are we going to do?" But I love Elisha's response. He says, "Fear not, for they that are with us are more than they that be with them." How could he be so relaxed? How, in the face of an army who were coming for him? I have a question for you. Was Elisha any different than you and me? Did he have some special connection to God? How could he be so fearless in the face of such an enemy? And the answer is, he believed in God. He trusted God. He had faith in God. Did he know that God would deliver him out of the Assyrian army? I don't know. But he did know that God was a whole lot more powerful than the Syrian army, because Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, open the eyes of my servant." And God did. And his servant saw that the whole mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Well, don't you think that when God loves his children and he is for them, that he watches over us too? That doesn't mean we never have difficulties or hardships or even death. But God is for us, and we don't have to fear. But I tell you, if we want to be strong in the Lord like Elisha was here, it requires faith, a living faith in God. It's another key to being strong in the Lord. God bless your day. More on this subject tomorrow.